labor, agriculture, and each of the others in to make sure that those testing is in line. And briefly summarized, Mills may try to separate out social security and put it through right away and hold welfare back. There's a very respectable view that Mills doesn't want any welfare bill at all. There are those who disagree with that. I don't think he wants it. My view is that he doesn't, because I think he's going to play the plan politically on. I think he's just passed that way last year. That's the theory. Well, that plus the fact that it's not very palatable to him to see Long and the others sitting over there in the Senate ready to criticize whatever it is that he sends over there.
Oh, yeah.
And he's got a position of leadership that's been enhanced in the House now, which he doesn't like to jeopardize.
And enhanced by opposing the other.
Well, no, he's one of the big three in the House through the change of the speaker and so on. He has a very dominant role in the House, and he's more and more exercising his muscle. And he's Dick Cook, and I put a lot of weight in Dick's view of things. Mills is not anxious to let Long and the Senate Finance Committee pop shot a welfare bill that he sends over there. The liberals are concerned, so that he's going to be very slow on sending it over. Elliott feels that Mills will try and couple welfare reform and a substitute for revenue sharing, probably federalizing welfare and not Social Security. He suspects that he'll try and split it off.
Have it go separate. So, could you say the view of the congressional people, as distinct from Elliott was, that if he does that, then he'll have an awful hard time getting that very extensive piece of legislation through the House,
right,
unless he gets a lot of support from here.
Right.
It's a bill with
welfare reform. And federal welfare reform. Tougher welfare burden. That is, tougher work requirements.
Yes.
And so forth.
Yeah.
And send it over to get revenue share. And a form of welfare sharing, so to speak.
Our people.
Dick Cook and other congressional relations people think that Mills could not get that through the House without any support.
Well,
just that they're just
Democrats
a pretty strong sentiment against welfare sharing. I mean, it disadvantages so many states.
Oh, yeah. That's not getting through.
Well, I don't know if that's their sentiment this morning. I don't think they've counted any votes. I think it's rather premature.
I'll get through state by state.
We talked about catching up food stamps. We talked about public service employment. We talked about tough work requirements. Well, we just went through the whole limiting issue. I think there's a pretty general consensus. They understand that you want tougher work requirements. They
are get through.
Right. They are going to hang with not catching out food stamps, or putting it this way, we'll do all the technical work to assist them in catching out food stamps. But because of Harden's very strong opposition, Veneman will put his tongue in his cheek and say, we don't have a position on that.
And well, I have.
Well, I know you have, but your Secretary of Agriculture is opposed.
Well,
I have. Kill welfare reform. That's what he says. And there's a disagreement among the departments on whether that's an accurate reflection or not.
I can't believe it is.
But I have a side arrangement with them on this.
So, in other words, it will be
right.
Cash it out.
Right.
Exactly.
Well, I think he is. The Ways and Means Committee people like him. They trust him. And
I agree with him.
Oh, I think so.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And Senator Richardson's going to replace Egbert. I'll make a note to talk to you about that.
Going to replace him.
Yeah.
Blunderbuss.
Yeah.
Sorry.
See, what else is part of this morning?
You're going to go back to the guy that had before.
No. He's got a couple of prospects. One of them's got a great 10 in Maine.
suppose the other thing we talked about was the public service employment aspect of the welfare reform. Agriculture Department's recommendation to have a fairly substantial program of public service employment for welfare people, and to use this plus our special...
That'll be our alternative to their...
That's the Labor Department's view of how to present
an alternative to the
Nelson effort. This Nelson effort that's going on now.
Yeah.
Plus our special revenue sharing, which has a large budget attached to it. And
for manpower training.
Yes, for manpower training. But even in the welfare reform, we're sticking to the concept of these jobs being as much transition jobs as possible.
Good.
From the welfare job into a regular job.
Strong incentives, diminishing federal payments the longer the fellow's in the job. You're also going to have some public service jobs in the manpower training money revenue bill when it goes up.
In the special revenue bill, that's different. The question is to describe what you mean by manpower training. And that description, on the one hand, emphasizes training, doing something for the individual that can help him or her get into regular work, but it permits the use of public service employment as one of the work sites, so to speak, where that could be done. But again, the emphasis is on a transition type arrangement. On the other hand, if you have the really follow through on the theory of revenue sharing, if a community wants to emphasize that to a considerable degree, the philosophy of it would say, well, all right, if community A wants to do that way, that's up to them. But the main thing is that you don't have a category that requires community B to do it also if they don't want to. And I suppose that kind of differentiation, of course, to bring up.
Egbert, he is no administrator. And Richardson's decided that his best use is as a salesman on the road, talking to groups, peddling the administration help. So he's going to move him out of the assistant secretary for health and get a
to be doing extremely well, I thought.
I didn't see any of it. staff level meetings, and then they have a committee hearing, an executive session. Then they announce that the department has not done its homework, and with great sadness, they're having to return this whole body of work to the department.
Did they do that in this case?
Well, they've done it twice now, on welfare reform.
Okay, welfare, I do, but not on health.
Oh, no.
That just got out.
But I mean, this is Mills's, this is Mills's gamut up to now. And you crack them down and say, well, what was unsatisfactory about the work? And you won't get any specification at all.
Now, they're wanting to go to the eventual shape on.
I think John Connolly's brand name concept there is right here, that you are identified with welfare reform, and any welfare reform, your reform at this point.
The same with revenue.
And the same with revenue sharing. The first one of those special revenue sharing bills that gets through, we should set off skyrockets and claim victory all the way down the line.
Sure.
Because
this is not going to get through our way.
No, but however it is, and probably be law enforcement.
Oh, that's easy.
Yeah. But we slipped that, incidentally, 3 or 4 days in order to do some more overlands. Because it's awfully important at this point that Pop and Maruska and all of those people be aboard.
Yeah, the lawyers are always in here.
Yeah. They
what is the situation on Hudson Mountain? I believe it was
Right. And the Hudson. Works with Facebook.
He's a very good man. I read the paper of him down there. He's a good man. He's graceful. He's got a decent about damn hard for any of his life. I think he does a fine job. I know that. And I know, too, that he gave an awful lot of thought to the proposal he made here. And I think that from his standpoint, our secretary of labor was very convinced. I listened enough to this to know that it's a greasy slide, and boy, if we get on that slide, we just couldn't get off of it.
Well, I feel that way. I've never been enthusiastic about these boards, and I would have to say that if there's one place where we have a special problem, it's in the construction industry.
Yeah.
But when it was put up as a voluntary thing that the industry and labor might undertake themselves, then it seemed to me that was worth encouraging.
Yeah.
Because there's just an outside chance that people, if they want to work at it, could do something. But if we've got to force them into it and then take all the heat for it,
yeah,
I think it's unlikely that...
Now, the other point is that not having forced them into that, do the other thing so that the wage price freeze, no matter how we describe it, would be considered to be wage and price controls. No way except for the specifics. That's no good. I just don't think it's, and it has all the problems of when starting that will be safer than that. Let's go further if it does work.
Of course, I think we're sort of gradually winning this battle on the inflation front. And we can just stick with it.
The other point is whether or not on getting this, on biting the bullet, is the follow up there. But I suppose that breaks the productivity commission.
It may drive the AFL-CIO off that.
They come out past two. They have a little problem. We'll do our best with them. But as far as the wage price board, you don't really visualize it. Hutch would set up that board with all of this and they get together. How many prices are going to get together? That's the next one.
I don't think so.
I just think it then what is the next follow up on it? What do we say in the next follow-up? I mean, release your preparing on the day.
He wants to say.
Just make sure we follow. I understand we're not going to say. I'm asking, what are we going to do with this?
Well, I think we will see some change of attitude in the construction industry. In fact, I think we're seeing a change now. And that to the extent that union leaders really are concerned and they want to get a handle on their local union people, that they may find that it's pretty handy to point to the Davis-Bacon Act and say, look how serious the president apparently thinks this is. And we hate him for doing this, but still in all, we have a problem.
But we also have this to be said for our time break in terms of time. If you go into 1972, and if we get any not less construction that we can point to, we can then remove it and give it back to
him. What I wish is that somehow or other we could get rid of that law completely. I just don't think it's a good thing, but certainly that can be done if the emergency, as we define it, exceeds.
Shift the burden to Congress on this in any way by suspending Davis-Bacon on the basis of there being an emergency. And that you are advised by the Attorney General that the term emergency is not altogether well defined. You think that this is a kind of emergency that justifies this kind of action, but, and then send it to Congress for clarification.
You mean to not do it?
Oh, do it. Do it first and ask questions afterwards. I think you're going to get sued. I think that some union is going to sue you right out of hand.
Does that weaken your case in court?
I don't think so. The court case is going to come up for a hell of a long time. They come right quick. Decided. They go in for a writ of mandamus, and they get some proceeding in the court where they're either grant a decree or a judgment against the union, and then they appeal. They can get up pretty fast. 120 days.
I was thinking it could
be how we would, but a matter of this kind of way is not very long.
We still have the effect.
Yeah, is that not true? I think so, yes. You'll get the effect of how fast it comes along. You will have taken an action against construction.
And, well, on the Congress side, you don't think that we is.
I don't think we is too badly. I think what we might do is send a kind of a scholarly treatise. What we really need instead of this old repression law is a modern up-to-date law that addresses the person with the ability to respond to economic change and so forth. And there ought to be a
that sort of stuck Davis-Bacon forever.
Except that you do the kind of thing we've been talking about is one where you have the right to suspend
it. Called it forth were conditions of wages actually declining with the threat of big government contracts being a juicy reason why people would cut their wages in order to get that contract. Yeah. And therefore,
it's better if that goes into the end of the paper. You find big government contracts.
Yeah, but to what the findings are listed in the law, they usually have some preliminary statements.
No, and I just looked at the statute. I guess we have to go back to the legislative history and see what that amounts to. And the body of my head doesn't have that
Do you want to approach this subject with leadership in the morning? Scott, you don't need to keep us here for 5 minutes. The leadership agendas we now have would be consumer legislation and laws, as I get it from his, to their advice. Just read without indicating what your position is.
Suppose I get a price, but you must go ahead and get a price for you. Feeling action is necessary, and reasons why you think that the freeze and the controls and the board will not work without saying precisely what you are going to do.
Let's put it down on that tag. And I think these leaders can go on too long anyway. You know, I'll just say that I'm going to have a statement on it. What would you think about George or Jim carrying the affirmative of it and laying out the... Jim should come over here so that I can be prepared to talk on it, but tell him we're really the third item and the length would be determined, because I'm getting them the hell out of here at 9:30 if I have to break everybody's bones in that place. You know, they're going on and on, John. For nothing. But I think it's the right decision with regard to this Georgia business and for reasoning. Here it is. Or you go all the way, wage and price controls, and that's what the likes of Arthur and the rest are not willing to face up to. I am. I've heard the people that reach up to. If we have a situation where inflation psychology is so serious that you cannot stop it, that the market forces will not work any longer in this country, then we'll have to have wage and price controls, and I mean with teeth. But this is the idea that you set up a wage price, men of goodwill will sit around the table and work it out. It's bunk. It's not going to work. It just doesn't work. The wage and price control will have a hell of a time working too. I realize that. I don't like the aggression effect on the economy. But it's almost fatalistic, right? See what I mean, John? Do you feel that way?
Well, I...
You feel that way. How about you, John? You've heard this argument. It's like, well, I know the reasons to do it for cosmetic reasons. Good God, but this is too early for cosmetic to be really. I don't know about much from now, maybe. I don't know what happens next, and I think that's the thing that concerns me. I'd like to feel that I can see what the alternatives were at the next step. If they did this, we'd be on it. And it looks to me like it's much too fluid at the next step. Some things may be happening here. I have a feeling that I think this thing will have some effect on the steel negotiations that even they have stated.
Secretary Connolly is going to testify tomorrow on a wage price control bill.
Is he?
We had a brief conversation in here, I guess, Thursday or Friday. And I get from that and your comments that our best posture is to be willing to have those if Congress wants them, but we're not asking for it. If they want to do it, go ahead. We're not certainly going to push at it.
Basically, give it to us anyway. Doesn't that sound like a...
That's what I think we
have. Because they have to realize that people in the country don't understand it, maybe for it and so forth and so on. We're not asking for it. It's Ireland is a power of brother, it's not requesting. You think he's got enough guidance on it?
I think I'll call him and just reinforce this.
Would you also
stabilization board of some kind.
If he's asked about that, I think you should send it. Please, you get, I mean, give it the same disdain that Arthur gives everything we suggest. I don't want to get a direct fight with Arthur, that isn't a good idea. But maybe just say, well, that's a matter that has, we have considered, the president hasn't, as yet, and convinces that this is something that will work until he isn't about to put anything that won't work. How's that? And but he says his mind is open, he's considering all these things. As his action later today in construction indicates, he will act. As his action on spoil and steel indicated, he will act. Where, but he doesn't believe, let's see, we talk about, they ask about jawbone, he doesn't believe in jawbone without teeth. He doesn't believe in any action unless it will work. And wage price thing, I think you have to consider whether or not that sort of thing will work, even with, and not Arthur's suggestion, but the law will work in peacetime. And whether it should, and for that reason, we have not asked for it. We have doubts, grave doubts about the thing. However, if the Congress proceeds to give that authority, we are not object to receiving that authority. That's one of the tools that could eventually be used.
I pass that along to him, the gist of that conversation, and say that he suggested I pass it along, and that if he had some questions or things that he wanted to clarify with you personally, why you'd be glad to talk with him on the phone or otherwise.
Or, fine. Tom, I know he's preparing this, but I would just as soon as he stays just as far away from him as he could, you know, and keep just as loose as he could. That's the way you want to be here while David comes in. That's who's next. David, he's coming in and talking about, or while maybe somebody else is bringing in. You've got to find the problems, that's right. Well, one other thing I wanted to be sure that we understood. You know, I want to be sure that Romney, and, you know, on the deal, and also Justice, follow up on that, you know, that they not indicate any administration division on what we have said about this housing thing. You know, I was extremely clear on that, and it is our position, you know. Now, it may be that they want to go a hell of a lot further than that, and as I said, I left the blackjack case open. There are him about it, you know. But I know it isn't Georgia, I know it isn't Mitchell. Is that these people down the line? Sam Jackson made a speech, I noticed the other day, at the house. And what does he want to do? He's talking about the fact that the factories are all in the suburbs, so we can get the workers out in the suburbs. So
what he wants to do about it?
Well,
build public housing projects in Beverly Hills.
Well, that's the theory.
And we're not going to do it.
I'd say that your problems in justice now, you know, Leonard
was living.
Will be diminished.
No. Well, understand on the housing thing, there isn't any way to win on it with regard to.
And we
accept this, that I think we understand. We've bitten every bullet there is in the civil rights area. We cannot fight this one.
Yeah.
Do you agree or not?
I agree. I am going to try and get this worked around into a reflection of the plight of a small homeowner in these suburbs. Because I think we have to personalize this now.
Yeah.
You mean the property values.
What would happen to him?
Yeah.
And if it was a small homeowner, wouldn't be affected.
Oh, he is. You put one of these projects next to
the neighborhood. A public housing project. Yeah, I see.
And his property values go down. He doesn't have any way of getting them back.
He doesn't. Even a small homeowner?
Oh, sure. And percentage-wise.
I see.
The value of his home goes off much faster, much more damaging than a middle-range house.
Those are the people that I see, and so the small homeowner.
When one of these projects moves in the field out behind this plant, and you get the people coming in there who park their junk automobiles and throw their mattresses in the backyard, and all the kinds of things that you get, you just can't get your money out of one of these marginal plants, single-family residence plants. And these are the guys who are hurt by this. And the location decisions for these projects, these public housing units, has to be very carefully done.
Well, as I understand, they're working it out. The
that it is not solely the race. The race.
Right. Race is provided, in other words, it's because of economic or other reasons.
That's it. Race, that's it. And that...
Well, isn't that always the case in our state?
Well, how could it be
reasons of race?
It is.
It's blackjackers.
Up in our part of the country, the housing projects that are being put out in the county are basically not black. They're low-class white and Indians.
Yeah.
And they just don't know how to flush the toilets, and they throw their garbage in the backyard, and the place is just, you know,
ruined.
Lousy neighbors. And that runs property values down.
Yeah.
And there's a way to do this, and it is to say that Prince George's County or Fairfax County or one of these places has to have low and moderate income housing in it. And it's up to them to find a good place.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's got to be on public transportation. It's got to have sewer and water.
That's what Rodney's plan is. Right?
That's what his plan is. And what we say is this is not a question for local decision. You put it the best place in your county you can. And you can't discriminate against this.
How often the federal power be used to compel it otherwise? How could it be used if you wanted to?
We don't have any federal power to compel.
Well, when you say that there should not be coercion, well, like coercion, what do you do? How do you coerce if you want to? How are we coercing?
We're not coercing by saying, in Blackjack, Missouri,
yeah.
For instance, we might say, look, Baptist Church has decided they want it here.
Yeah.
And you've zoned it out of existence. Now you don't get any more sewer water for your whole
time. Oh, I see. Never.
That's, well, that's the game they're playing.
Oh, that's not going to be done.
No.
And we told them, they do it because they're black.
No, but not that.
The main reason
the positive side of this, I'm thinking of this point about the jobs are out on the outer ring, that people with income can buy a house on the market.
Sure.
And the government will see to it that fair housing laws are enforced.
Sure.
People are not discriminated against in that.
Well,
and they have an activity. President has said that, then they have the income.
Yeah, President has said that in the March Alley Force Day.
Incidentally, if you want me to make a speech on this, Rosie is just sitting in between.
Yeah,
if you want me to make a little statement on this construction thing, I won't make a speech. I think the construction thing will speak loud enough about my
Jim,
sure. That's my feeling. What do you think?
Yes, I agree with that.
I just think they'll do it low key and rather than beat them over the head. Fair enough.
But even too much shooting.
Oh, wow. They're in the lobby. Why don't we just for the fun of it have, if you like, if you've got the time, have a couple of them. I'll be with you. I'll have him come over about, check his time, see if you let him come over for 10 minutes.
That's the stuff that threw me off, David.
And of course, I have never killed anything in my life. So I wouldn't take care of that. I can't really shoot.
No, I once shot 45 at some grade.
Yeah, take it off, guys.
It's a beautiful weapon.
I thought it did anything before you do that, so I could take care of you first.
People don't know what they do about that right now.
Careful, didn't blow up in his face.
I'm getting dressed. See, I certainly never
I'll say, I want